The U.S. Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Now, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. And this Hillary Clinton email investigation still lingers. Harley.
Well, it certainly does, and it will, and certainly until the FBI's investigation into potential criminality is concluded and we find out what it is that they found. And critics, in the meantime, are calling this a clear appearance of impropriety for the Attorney General, whose offices are investigating Clinton for possible crimes, to meet with Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, and to meet in private for half an hour at an airplane hangar in the airplane in Phoenix. Lynch claimed to reporters they spoke about their grandchildren and about traveling, and that Hillary's troubles never came up. It's not easy to bump into somebody on the tarmac and then go into their airplane and spend a half hour in private conversation that nobody can really eavesdrop on.
Talking about the
there
grandkids.
Are renewed calls now for a special prosecutor and for Lynch to recuse herself. And so, you know,
I like that word, recuse. I like that word, Harley.
Yeah. Well,
to recuse herself. Very scholarly word. Thank you. Now, come on. The Pentagon. Here we go.
Well,
he
made an announcement today about who else can be in the military without working in the closet. This time, it's transgender people. Those already serving in uniform or who want to. May be able to will be able to serve now without fear of discrimination and that sort of thing. Those already serving in uniform may be changing uniforms.
I must say, in 2016, Harley, it's a bit hard to believe that people are discriminated against because of their gender. It's a bit hard to believe.
And I don't know how much of it there really is in the military.
No.
So, you know, there are a couple million members of the military.
We can't have a little tete-a-tete with every one of them, can we?
No, we can't, for sure.
Now, tell us about Times Square.
Well, police said a naked man who was shouting, "Donald Trump, where are you?" and some other things, while standing near the top of the discount Broadway tickets booth. In New York's Times Square.
Yeah, I know
what
it is.
Police got there in time. They inflated a huge airbag in case he jumped, and he did. But he missed the bag anyway and wound up with a cut on his elbow. It was only 16 feet.
Yes, Harley. And?
Well, they took him away to have him evaluated.
Evaluated.
I mean, I'm not sure I understand. If you're mad at Donald Trump, why are you standing on a ledge?
Yeah,
and if you're really mad at him, why are you going to jump?
That's it. Ask Donald Trump to jump.
Or something.
All right, Harley. I'm having a bit of a break. I'll miss you, but I will be back.
Okay, well, that's good.
See you soon. Okay.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.